what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. All righty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. And we're going to have an open forum tonight. There is much to discuss, and I'd like to get, obviously, your input. Hopefully you will call, and, of course, there's no limitation on the subject matter, but I have to bring up something that, of course, I was thinking of bringing up the last couple of days, and that is, of course, the new attempt once again by the Senator Durbin from Illinois to resurrect the amnesty bill. It is called the so-called DREAM Act for illegals in the United States. And the bill is actually introduced now as a separate measure, not an add-on or a rider, as the attempt was last month, as you know. And, of course, it was this past year, the defeat of the amnesty bill itself that George Bush was pushing certainly led to a piecemeal approach to try to pass this legislation. The so-called DREAM Act has a number now. You might want to jot it down. The number of the bill in the Senate is S-2205. And it does have a couple of interesting co-sponsors, Republicans, of course, who were every bit as bad as the Democrats, and they are Chuck Hagel, of course, Senator Hagel, and we also have the genius there. I think he's the former FBI agent there. Yeah, Mr. Lugar, Richard Lugar from Indiana. So we have those two and Dick Durbin now introducing this bill, which could indeed come up at any moment now for Senate action on the floor, a motion to proceed to consideration, as you know, could come up at any time. So this so-called DREAM Act, as it's called, would be a bill that would authorize the cancellation of the removal and adjustment of status of certain alien students who are long-term U.S. residents and who entered the United States as children illegally, as well as for other purposes. So basically this bill says, no, you don't have to worry about it. Let them stay. Let them get college education, too. They'll add that on once again. And let them be paid for by the taxpayers who are already overburdened. So we'll get into this as we begin the program tonight. And we will definitely urge you tomorrow morning, first thing, to get on the horn once again and begin the process of demanding that this bill not see the light of day. How's that? Okay? All right. Our number is 800-313-9443. Other things to talk about as well, but let's keep it. Let's keep the heat on Congress tomorrow morning. All right. Be right back, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I hope you have your paper and your pencil or pen ready, and just take down a couple of notes here along the way, because when you call your senators tomorrow in your state, and of course as many senators as you can, then you want to be able to be armed with some basic things like definitions. First of all, the DREAM Act of 2007 has been placed on the calendar now in the Senate. Could come up anytime, particularly tomorrow, Thursday. So we definitely want to be armed and ready to go. This has to go down this session for the last time. The bill number, it is S2205, all right? Now, in one of the sections, I believe it's the second section, we have the definitions, and this is important. In this act, we have an institution of higher education defined. It has the meaning given that term in Section 101 of the Higher Education Act of 1965. That was U.S. Code 20-1001. So, what we have here is the institution of higher education, college or university. Then we have the secretary defined as the secretary, meaning the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Chertoff. And then we also have uniform services. The term uniform services has the meaning given that term in Section 101A of Title 10 U.S. Code. All right? So we're talking about higher education here. We're talking about illegals here and a whole group of illegals that have been in the country for a period of time. Section 3 of this bill, S-2205, is the cancellation of removal and adjustment of status of certain long-term residents who came to the United States as children. All right? Subsection A, special rule for children, long-term residents who enter the United States as children. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, and except as otherwise provided in this act, the Secretary of Homeland Security may cancel removal of and adjust to the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, subject to the continual basis described in Section 4. An alien who is inadmissible or deportable from the United States if that alien does the following. Now listen to this. If the alien has been physically present here in the United States for a continuous presence of not less than five years immediately preceding the date of enactment of this act and had not yet reached the age of 16 at the time of initial entry. Got that? The alien also has been a person of, quote, good moral character since the date of enactment of this act. And then, in addition to that, the alien is not inadmissible under paragraph 2 and subparagraph 3. Well, I'm not going to get into all of this legal mumbo-jumbo. But basically what they're telling us that you can't deport him, except that if the alien is inadmissible solely under subparagraph C or F or O or G or P or L, all right? So they're giving you all of these stipulations here and all of this legal mumbo-jumbo. But the reality means that those who have come here as children, those who have come here, been here for a period of time, basically can not only stay, but also they will be able to take advantage of the educational systems of the United States, because that's the American dream, you see. Dick Durbin said that's the way we make good citizens out of lawbreakers. We tell them, okay, you're going to come here anyway, you might as well come. Go across the border, come whatever age you are as a youngster. You've been here for a number of years, don't worry about it. We're not going to deport you. We're even going to provide you with a waiver. We're going to provide you with an opportunity to stay in the country and take advantage of college and all of the other amenities here, provided that you are of good moral character. That's a laugh, and given the people who are writing this legislation. So these are just a couple of the definitions of the content of this DREAM Act of 2007, which is laden with legal mumbo-jumbo and definitely is a piece of legislation that should not see the light of day. I mean, it basically cancels the removal of people from the country who are here illegally, regardless of their age. They shouldn't be here, and they should not be allowed to come here. And then many of these young people now, pregnant young girls, having babies here, who now automatically will become citizens of the United States. This is an invasion. This is a full invasion of the United States, and the population of the aliens is in fact growing, while the population of indigenous Native Americans is actually decreasing. Middle class can no longer afford to sire children. They can no longer afford to put their children through educational institutions and then through higher education, and yet this bill would indeed facilitate that for those who have come here illegally and legally as well. But the illegals right now is the main issue. And these scumbags in Congress, like Dick Durbin and the Republicans who have joined hands with him, are actually hastening the demise of our nation and our sovereignty. There's no question about it. And Chuck Hagel, of course, is finally, thank goodness, leaving the Congress after this session, after this term of office is over. Unfortunately, he's too late in doing it. He should have done it years ago. Now, of course, there is a Section 7 that intrigues me here, the stay of removal of certain aliens enrolled in primary or secondary school. And that has the following. Stay of removal. The Attorney General shall stay the removal proceedings of any alien who, one, meets all the requirements of the subparagraphs, also, number two, is at least 12 years of age, and number three, is enrolled in full-time in a primary or secondary school. Now, I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. An alien whose removal is stayed pursuant to subsection A may be engaged in employment in the United States consistent with the Fair Labor Standards Act and state and local laws governing minimum age for employment. The Attorney General shall lift the stay granted pursuant to the subsection A if the alien is no longer enrolled in a primary or secondary school and ceases to meet the requirements of the subsections. And then they provide penalties for false statements. And, of course, this is just to try to make the bill obviously more palatable, which, in my view, it cannot be made palatable in any way, shape, or form. So here we have an additional burden on the taxpayers of the United States. We have no way of really and truly allowing for enforcement of this legislation. It's basically a giveaway, and it's an extension of the amnesty bill that George Bush tried to ram through the Congress. So what we have here is nothing short of a sellout of American interest by the Democrats and Republicans to the growing lobby in this country of illegals and Latino lobbyists as well. Well, anyway, I want you people to know that. I want you people to understand what this is all about. And maybe you can enlighten me as to how you feel and how you think this thing's going to go. Now, I mean, we have been fighting this amnesty for illegals for a long time. And we've been really pussyfooting around, I think, for the most part. We've been very generous, very kind, very soft. And now the time has come to take these kid gloves off. Now the time has come to get tough. There is no excuse whatsoever for allowing these criminals to get away with what they're getting away with. S-2205 is the bill. I always urge people to call the toll number if they have universal dialing. That is, no extra charge for dialing. Unlimited access, which I think many of you do. It's so inexpensive these days to have the whole plan. And I tell them to dial 202-224-3121. That's the toll number. All right? And we'll give you the toll-free number again as well later. 202-224-3121, and that is the number to urge the senators to vote no on the Durbin bill. It's not an amendment now. This is a bill. Vote for closure on the bill so we don't have to put up with more of this nonsense on the floor of the Senate. Absolutely not. Let's draw the line here on S-2205. Five, ladies and gentlemen, and let's take the kid gloves off, as we say. Let's be firm about it. Let's not rant and rave, but let us be firm and let us tell these senators what we will not tolerate. And we are not going to tolerate this betrayal anymore. Now it means the end. I don't care who they are. Good moral character is a bunch of baloney. I'll read to you what Teddy Roosevelt had to say when we come back. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
All righty. Well, that seems to be the case, ladies and gentlemen. And they consider you to be the vigilantes today. Well, we are the law-abiding. They are the criminals, and they are the ones who are trying to and succeeding in overthrowing the Constitution and the Republic. That's what has happened to us. And thank goodness Representative Ron Paul, of course, from Texas, who's running for president, had introduced the bill that would restore a constitutional system of checks and balances. It's called the American Freedom Agenda Act of 2007. The American Freedom Agenda Act, H.R. 3835. And it would restore the precept of habeas corpus by repealing this Military Commissions Act that these numbskulls in Congress, of course, allowed to go through. So that, of course, is referred to the Judiciary Committee and the Armed Services Committee, as well as Foreign Affairs and Intelligence. So there's several committees that are involved there. But these are some side issues. But right now, the important thing is to defeat, indeed, this bill that we're talking about, S-2205, which, of course, is the Nightmare Act, the Dream Act, as it has been called. All right. Well, anyway, let's take some calls on this and other subjects. Open forum now. Lots to talk about. 800-313-9443. And let me start off with Mark. Hello. You're on the program, Mark.
Hey, Rick. I met you in the Providence Post Office a few weeks ago. We had a short chat.
Yes.
And I thought I'd call in.
Yes, I'm glad I did, brother.
And when you put the call out for the hate crimes bill and for the last time they did the amnesty, I wrote to our distinguished idiot senators, Sheldon Doghouse and Jack Dirty Deed. And, of course, they emailed me back with a bunch of baloney. They both supported both the bills, and I found it totally disgusting that they supported these things. And they give you the usual rhetoric of, you know, how great they are. And, you know, I was an original sponsor of this.
Yeah. Jack
it's
Reed
just ridiculous.
Was.
Just ridiculous.
No question. No question.
I don't understand these people.
Well, you know, the special interests really control them. And we're seeing the effects of powerful lobbies in the Congress. And they realize, these characters realize, that most of their constituents are not concerned and are actually oblivious to these bills, so they can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Say, all right, we'll do your bidding, you know, ADL and the big lobbies and so forth. And the people back home, save for a few of them, you know, are not going to know any better. They're going to, hey, look at my approval ratings. You know, Jack Reed has the highest approval ratings of any in the state.
Right, correct.
Can you believe that? I mean, that tells you how bad things are.
Unbelievable. And our governor, Don Concherry, conning everybody up here. You know, with their casinos. It's funny, they don't give the Indians a casino. Now they want to turn Twin Rivers up here, and the state wants more money out of it. They're a bunch of scumbags.
They're all hypocrites, and they all lie and steal and cheat, you know.
And another thing that gets me ripped off, you know, I watch these Republican debates and how they railroad Ron Paul. But the good news is I hear he's going to be on Jay Leno next week. And they're doing more features on him on national TV. He's starting to pull in more money, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope this guy can kick some butt.
Well, amen. We certainly, if nothing else, he can bring about a resurgence of anti-government sentiment in the United States and distrust of Washington.
I don't know how the guy keeps his cool when he's up there. I think if that were me, I'd say, geez, how come you guys aren't asking me the same questions you're asking these other fools up here? And it's yeah, I mean, anyone watching it with half a brain could tell it's very controlled, and they're definitely trying to eliminate him from the process.
Yep.
It's just
disgusting. There's no question. Right, and I fear for him because he does present a formidable campaign. And they don't know what to do with him right now. I mean, the media bosses have been assigned the task of trying to ignore him, to downplay him, to belittle him, and do anything they can to try to keep the American public from following him. And yet in poll after poll of their own polls, he comes out way at the top. I mean,
exactly.
It's
and
incredible.
I don't know, his campaign finance manager did a little video on YouTube, and they were talking about the different Republican candidates. And they were saying the only ones that had any money were Giuliani, Ron Paul, and Fred Thompson. McCain only had like $53,000 in his campaign. And the rest, Romney's like loaning money. He's like bankrupt. And I couldn't believe it. It's like, geez, Ron Paul is not a second-tier candidate. He's a first-tier candidate in terms of money.
Yep. And look at the people. The people who are giving to him are all across the spectrum. Left,
exactly.
Right, military people, average Joes, people that really and truly are fed up with the establishment.
Right. He's not getting the special interest.
No, he's not.
And it's funny
not
because some of what's his name? Sam Brokeback Mountain dropped out. you know, he didn't have any money. And John McCain, McStain.
Yeah.
It's interesting that even though they get special interest support, that they're bankrupt. I find that extremely interesting.
Absolutely. And I hope you continue to raise your voice in protest, Mark, and keep the heat on them.
Absolutely.
Brother, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay. Hey, good to see you in the post office. We'll be back with Ernie of Virginia next, and your calls. Jump aboard now or forever hold your peace. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
I certainly like to think that we can change the shape of some of the countenances of these denizens of darkness in Washington. Let's go back 100 years and see in the year 1907, what Teddy Roosevelt, president, had to say, and I certainly don't endorse everything that Roosevelt did. That's the first Roosevelt, but not the second. In any event, however, he had some interesting statements that he made on immigrants and people who were to become Americans. He said, in the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of his creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American, and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Boy, Chertoff should read this, huh? Any man who says he's an American, but something else, any man who says he is an American, but something else also, isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language, and we have room for one, but one sole loyalty, and that is to the loyalty of the American people. That was Teddy Roosevelt in 1907. Let me take more calls now, 800-313-9443, and let me say hello to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening, and thank you for the statement by Teddy Roosevelt. I don't think that statement would have been well received in the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul late May.
That's for sure, or by the Council on Foreign Relations and Mr. Pastor.
Mr. Pastor, Mr. Lugar, Mr. Hegel, your champions you talked about and the co-sponsors of this.
The renegades. These are the real renegades.
Oh, the real renegades.
They call Ron Paul a renegade whenever they introduce him in the media, or they call him an extremist or someone on the fringe of the spectrum. These guys are the true renegades and traitors against America.
Oh, absolutely, and they have been for some time, and to hear them go on about the Law of the Sea Treaty, which they were going to put forward tomorrow also, but fortunately Senator Vitter asked for this to be delayed and to be postponed.
Law of the Sea,
But, you know, tomorrow is United Nations Day, and perhaps the Stream
Act... October 24th.
Yes.
UN Day. It used to be a UN Day of Shame, you know, years ago.
Exactly. And the UN and the European Union, the Bilderbergs, trilateralists, and all of these folks, the super elites, want open borders. They want people to freely migrate wherever. There should be no borders. And this is consistent, this legislation is consistent with that movement and that thinking. And it's consistent with the Law of the Sea Treaty in that it undermines our country and our rule of law. And as you know, Rick, recently the Supreme Court, October 10th, heard a case, and they won't decide that case, and this involves the Mexican illegal alien who killed the two ladies from Houston, Texas, that you talked about last night, Mr. Medellin?
Medellin case, yes.
And the Mexican consulate had gone to the U.N. International Court, the World Court, to overturn that decision.
Yep.
And our president has acted on behalf of the World Court against his state of Texas.
And his nation.
And his nation.
Right.
We have one treason after another treason.
Sure.
And why is the Supreme Court even considering this case? That to me is an affront. And they are violating our Constitution.
Well, again, then, you look at the people he appointed to the Supreme Court, and Chief Justice Roberts, who, of course, has a very shady past in this area. You look at him, and you look at what he's done, and some of the decisions, and why did George Bush nominate him to the court, as well as Samuel Alito? And you'll understand why. They're internationalist bent. He's done this before, Roberts. What he's basically deferred to is international law, not the Constitution. And he's not alone.
Oh, yeah.
So you have the so-called left and you have the so-called right. All of them appear to be internationalistly oriented rather than American.
And Ginsburg, a big advocate, Brenner, who made a statement on that day that, we have to comply with all our treaties. And this is a treaty issue. We must comply because... we come under NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. We have to follow the World Court. We are being sold out.
The Senate cannot ratify any treaty that absolutely abridges the sovereignty of the United States or in any way violates the constitutional protections of our Bill of Rights. They have no right to vote on it.
Precisely.
It's a non-treaty to begin with.
Exactly. And... I personally oppose the DREAM Act for a number of reasons. It will further undermine the rule of law. It will promote additional waste, fraud, and abuse. if a country in our, this administration will not enforce existing immigration law, how can we expect them to enforce whatever comes out of the DREAM Act?
Well, I mean, you know, look at this paperwork nightmare here. They're gonna investigate and check on the moral character of all of these people.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Arrest record, supposedly, if that's the basis of, in fact, their decision.
And
go ahead.
And Rick, if anyone challenges that, challenges the application, they will end up like our federal border security agents, Ramos and Compion, that we talked about, who ended up in solitary confinement trying to protect our nation and do their jobs that they were paid for to defend this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if an American government worker, federal government worker, tries to do their job once this is passed, they will be fined or imprisoned. This is another affront, and to raise the DREAM Act again at this point in time.
I mean, it's ridiculous. This is three times now.
It's a condescension.
Three strikes, you're out.
Right. It's arrogance against the American people.
Well, we know, again, these people in the Senate and the House are definitely doing the work of the special interests. And in this case, they're doing work not only of domestic interests, but I believe they're actually working for foreign nationals, particularly the Mexican government.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. They have another agenda, this one world government. And at the Bilderberg meeting, they talked about the disappointment, but they cheerfully applauded Bush's turnaround on the law of the sea treaty, but they are very concerned about the lack of a fast pace to implement the North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
They need this DREAM Act to help do that, to meet that goal, and to keep the borders open. And the Mexican trucks, there was a recent article by Dr. Corsi about how they are using this non-governmental entity to
outsource.
Outsource. And put these decals on Mexican trucks good for 3 months, and there won't be any enforcement there either. This is a sham, an affront to the American people, so we must call the more opposing the DREAM Act and oppose the law of the sea treaty. And there is another act I'm very concerned about, and that is, again, this undermining of our private property rights.
Mm-hmm.
This is Senate Bill 817. Co-sponsors are Senator Specter of Pennsylvania, Kennedy, Casey, Kerry, Senator Graham of South Carolina, and Senator Brown of Ohio. A bill to amend the Ominous Parks and Public Lands Management Act of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
To provide additional authorizations for certain national heritage areas and for other purposes. What this act will do will give the National Park Service and these national historic districts this concept to allow the federal government to use eminent domain against it and take more and more property and undermine the state and local government's jurisdiction over their private property rights and citizens' private property rights. This is a further sellout, and as you know, Senator Specter, when he was chairman of the Senate Judiciary, when the Republicans had the majority, he said on Senate Bill 1313, which would have restored private property rights in this country. So we have this continued affront against our civil liberties, our private property rights, and the undermining of our national sovereignty.
Yeah, it just seems that they're all blending together at the same time.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
That's a coincidence, though, isn't it, Eric?
Oh, sure it is. When we see the same people again and again being the co-sponsors from the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
And how do we end up with the Council on Foreign Relations running this country? Well, I think...
Well, they've been doing it since 1919.
Well, absolutely. And the passage of the 17th Amendment, which many say was never fully ratified by three-quarters of the states.
No. I mean, there are several main amendments. That, the income tax, the 14th Amendment, none of them were legally ratified, yet they were accepted as legal.
That's right.
And the courts are lawbreakers just as much as anyone else because they have recognized something that is unlawful.
Precisely, but the states have lost their place in under the Constitution. They were to have representatives, They're the state legislature.
Well, what do you think, Ernie, about, because I see the states as really what we're doing now. We have this great movement in many of the states now to say to hell with the federal government, and we're going to kick illegals out. We're going to do as we please. And when the Supreme Court and the federal courts rule against us, we're not going to sit and take it. And I see this nation definitely on a humanistic level, not to get into the scriptures right now. We'll do that later, but I do see, just as a matter of practicality, there's going to be a splitting up of the United States and warring factions in the country, polarization of the peoples, the European peoples, with these aliens that are coming in and taking over. So I see it's going to be a run for cover time, if you will. It's going to be every man for himself and every woman for herself, and that is why we cannot allow them to do what they wish to do to impose gun control. They're trying to grab these guns now again as well.
Oh, they are, and if the Supreme Court rules that we must adhere to the World Court and international law, that will end our Second Amendment.
Disarmament, right? World disarmament.
Right.
And that's what this beast system of Revelation is going to impose. This is what he wants, is a world disarmament.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Rick.
Yes, yes.
But we must tomorrow call and continue this fight and say no to the Dream Act and no to the Law of the Sea Treaty and no to this these heritage districts and this Senate Bill 817 to further undermine our private property rights.
Right. Okay. Ernie, thank you again.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Good work, as usual. S2205. And, of course, you might want to call the office of the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. Reed, R-E-I-D, of Nevada, and let him know as well how you feel about it. And you've got to call them. Now, the toll-free number to call, I've given you the toll number, and I'll give that again. The toll-free number, 877-851-6437. You got it? Put it down on the refrigerator. Put it on your wall. Pull it. Put it where you can't lose it. Don't do like me. 877-851-6437. And the toll number, if you find that number busy, as you very well may tomorrow morning, is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. All right? Our number here is 800-313-9443. Lively discussion, as always, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to say hello to Dylan in Texas next. Hello, Dylan.
Good evening, Rick. You're doing
yes,
a great job as usual.
Appreciate it.
I want to comment on the current situation in regards to people being addicted to watching TV and stuff, and this TV is a kind of beast, and it's a big spiritual affliction crossing all boundaries of race, religion, creed.
We call it the plug-in drug.
It's incredible, you know. It's you're being hypnotized. The TV's flashing 50 times a second or something like that. And it's one-way communication. It's TV programming you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one-way communication. You're actually physically being hypnotized by the flashing light. And who owns the TV? Same people that own the oil companies, same people that own the weapons manufacturing plants that sell weapons to all sides in these wars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big spiritual affliction, and I know there's a lot of things going on, and I'm all for calling Congress. Call Congress. And but regardless of how things work out politically, nowadays, we've got, Yah has told us in our letters, as I know you know, Rick, that the Gospels bring us the news that many people are sent a delusion, a strong delusion, and Messiah will keep many people in that delusion. He'll reveal to us such as in some of his one parable in particular, he'll reveal to us or to those with ears to hear, whereas those without ears to hear will not decipher the parable, and they will not be saved. And he said he makes it that way for that purpose, that those that he sent the strong delusion to and kept them there would not be saved. And that's a lot of what's going on here. And so I just want to remind people to keep putting one foot in front of the other and don't get discouraged and don't feel so downtrodden. Don't get so depressed. I get depressed, you know, I might get depressed any time during the day or during the week or during the month, but don't get so downtrodden. Don't get so heavy laden that you forget that if you do have ears to hear, then Yah's got a plan for you, and it ain't with the strong delusion. And say no to TV.
Yes. I say amen, and just don't let it take you over as it has, I think, most Americans today who have no clue that they're being brainwashed by the idiot box. Thank you very much,
Thank
Dylan.
You, Rick.
All right, we'll come back on that note and mention other things that need to be talked about this bill and much more to come. Join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN right here. Be back in 3 minutes. I shall.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On Base, On Point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back. And, I want to pass this along as well. Those of you who are online, you are on the net, you definitely should avail yourself of a very, I think, one of the best websites to be able to have all the information in front of you on the bills, on the issues, and also for congressional action, your senators, your congressmen, the media in your area, and that is Numbers USA, www.numbersusa.com. And then you can go beyond that and put a forward slash and then type in congressional info forward slash. So go to numbersusa.com and click on, because they will give you yeoman amounts of information on these and other measures pertaining to the illegal invasion, for instance, because this is definitely symptomatic, my friends, of the criminality of this globalist agenda they've had in this country since World War I and II. To sink America. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing how I meet people every day who are beginning to know what's going on. One man was saying to me today in the coffee shop that, and he's on the road all the time, he says within 18 months the employment unemployment rate will be at 58% in America. I said, well, are you kidding me? He said, no, at 58%, we're in big trouble. And everything is caving in. The economy, the depression is here. We're in it. We're going through it now, a mild depression. We ain't seen nothing yet. And guys like Greenspan and Bernanke and Salzman and the rest of them, these are the criminals who admit they've lied to the American people. They've lied to us and really they've smeared it on us. They've laughed at us. They've giggled. I mean, George Bush has a smirk. Yes. But there's a number of other people waltzing with him in the same ballroom. They're in the same ballroom, and they're all globalist, internationalist, Zionist, one-worlders. They're all against America first. We know who they are. There's only a handful that are standing up now, and we really should. I mean, let's face it. We know what politicians are. But when they do something right, and they do it pretty consistently, we have to give them a pat on the back. There are a handful in Congress who are doing things fairly right. And we can't just abandon that effort to say, hey, go for more. Go for more. Go for the jugular vein. That's where the action is. Go right to the root of the problem. Go there and cut off the head of the beast. This S-22-05, the so-called Dream Act, would do what all amnesties do, to entice millions of more people to become illegals by coming here. The word across the world would be that immigration crime does pay, my friends. And it doesn't just offer U.S. citizenship and education privileges to illegal teenagers. It also provides amnesty to the parents of most of them. So once these amnestied teens become citizens, they can obtain an amnesty for their parents as well under the provisions. We'll be back. Hour number two coming right up. We'll talk to you on the lines. Get on the line right now. Don't chicken out right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams.